Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio. Things you wanted us to get to from the weekend, but we didn't.
Clean up on aisle six.
It's the Coffee and Cream Sports Cleanup on Hail Varsity Radio.
Nice work there, Shaner. Nice work on
clean up on aisle six.
And our big voice guy can appreciate you as well. Before we get into the cleanup, I want to take a moment and tell you about the Beanery. I'll cheers the camera because I was at the Beanery not only this morning, but yesterday. And I tried something new yesterday.
We
get the smoothie.
Yes. Peach, which Zoe wasted. She got the mango. Caleb got the peach. All in.
Way to add that she wasted it.
Oh,
which she wasted.
And I shouldn't have got the whipped cream on there because I knew that I would eat it or drink it if she didn't. But I gave in. I'm like, I'm going to give this little girl a shot. Nip. Quarter down, she's done.
Well, I got coffee from the Beanery. I tried the Pot of Gold latte. I don't know if you saw the little promotion on the window, but I'm like, that sounds good. A little salted caramel, some Irish cream. Pretty dang tasty.
Salted caramel.
Ashley got one too, and she got an everything bagel because they have more than just coffee and smoothies, even though that's all DB and I ever get.
I bought the everything seasoning, even though I'm not a huge fan. Everybody else likes it.
It's good. I like it.
Micah puts it in scrambled eggs.
Never tried that.
Yeah, just a little.
But I also don't eat scrambled eggs anymore.
Really?
Because I'm not 12.
Everybody.
Wow.
Because you're not 12?
Yeah.
Give me that
come
stuff
on.
Over.
Yeah, right?
Don't put that crap on me.
I like scrambled eggs. Not my favorite, but I eat them. I didn't know.
I've had them before.
That's too funny.
Because I'm not 12.
Well, he is.
Don't you say that about, like, chicken nuggets? I mean, you don't say that about scrambled eggs.
Agreed.
What?
Are those both little kids? He said that's something you'd say about chicken nuggets, well, not scrambled eggs.
No, because would you say pizza rolls are for a 12-year-old?
Yes.
Well, then I'm 12. I eat chicken nuggets and pizza rolls.
Yeah, oh, but you're bashing scrambled eggs?
Nobody could
I mean,
do that.
I like my eggs a certain way.
Which is the more adult choice? Scrambled eggs, pizza rolls, chicken nuggets. Really? Oh,
get at me.
Dude,
I don't know. I think all of them are in the same ballpark.
Because I'm not 12. All right, thanks, Beanery, for starting that.
Yep, the Beanery starting our coffee and food and everything conversation. But let's get back into what's up.
Shane, did you get over to our favorite body shop, Dingman's Collision?
Ooh. I have not made it there yet. But
did Darcy not give you instructions? Because if you have something go wrong with your vehicle, you need to get over to Dingman's.
Right now.
Right
there.
Can you tell me how to do that? I'm there on Monday.
How to get to Dingman's?
Yeah.
Well, there's four locations throughout the metro area, Shane, with that standalone shop on 120th and Maple.
And
it's bright green. How do you miss that one?
And the estimates are right next to just the regular walk-in, too. Matter of fact, I just walked down to the double garage doors and they drove Caleb's car around. I said, no, I can get that. They're like, no, I got it. I was like, okay, meet you down there. So I walked the 15 paces, got an estimate in 15 minutes.
Oh, that's quick.
Oh, I mean, and they typed it up too. So, yeah, it was quick. And there were probably 5-6 people in. One guy I used to work with at OPS, Ted Carter. Name drop. Great, great, great guy.
The Ted Carter?
Different Ted Carter. This guy happens to be African American.
Oh, yeah, much different Ted Carter.
Not Top Gun Ted Carter. Well, he was tops in what he did for the district. But, yeah, it's a customer service, man. I swear by it. It's a big deal.
Oh.
Clean.
In every business.
Clean like up!
At Hail Varsity Club. Yeah. Customer service is key, which they have some of the best. Where we are right now, live from the H&H Chevrolet stage, cleaning up on, what was it, aisle 6? Aisle 12?
6. I think it was 6.
It was 6.
I know in, like, Cheaper by the Dozen, I think it's clean up on aisle 12, because they're a dozen.
And those kids were naughty.
And they made the dozen eggs over easy, not scrambled.
I'm the hack king, right? On TikTok. I saw the over easy hack. Guy cracked an egg, put it on a paper plate, covered it with another paper plate, put it in the microwave. I can't remember what the time was, a minute or something like that, and came out perfect.
No way.
I swear. Yeah, he did it like 14 times.
How did people figure that out?
I don't know. He did it like 14 times.
He said the first 13 times it didn't work.
He said if you're cooking in bulk, too, put them on a cookie sheet and put them in the oven, cover the sheet. I'm telling you.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you?
And by the way, the carpet.
Do you get the flip? Like, so, or is it sunny side up?
And the, no, you don't have to flip it.
So then it's sunny side up.
The yolk turns iridescent, so it's not still
on
yellow.
On its own?
Yes. Yes, that's hence
what?
Over easy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know. Yeah, but
yeah,
that's
seriously
that blows
that,
my mind.
That must be why
plates.
He covers it with the paper plate. Paper plate, egg, paper plate.
Man,
and if
wild.
You don't believe me, so Terrence, my guy, mm-hmm. Had some carpets that he tried to fix. So what did he do? He pinned the end down with a glass. He put ice cubes on it, and it worked.
You told me that,
and it worked.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I sent
people that
him.
Create hacks like that.
The guy said, "You mean I've been having curl carpets for 40 years, and I could have done this?"
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yes. Hey, Creighton women's basketball got knocked out by Mississippi State in the NCAA women's national championship tournament. So the women are out, but the women at Nebraska are still making headway in the NIT as they took down Northern Iowa over the weekend. Isabel Bourne.
Izzy Bourne, baby.
And 11. Oh. Jazz Shelley, 16 and 7.
How about Jazz back to getting buckets?
Yeah. Well, a gut punch was Sam Hybe leaving with injury. That I don't know if she will come back from, unfortunately. Yeah. But some positives. NU didn't have any turnovers in the first half. Mm. Any. You know how many that is?
Zero.
Zero. And they were 10 of 28 from three, which is a total of 40.9% from the field in totality from all of that. So good work by the women's basketball team over in Lincoln. And good work on the crowd. Nearly 6,500 people attended that game.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
Then Nebraska baseball finished 2-1 in a three-game series over the weekend. Probably should have had all three against Nichols, but
I have a question. I'll save it for tomorrow. Are you worried about Shanahan?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
I don't want to press panic because they keep running him out there.
But you can acknowledge an issue. It's like when your check engine light comes on. It's like, do I need to go into the shop just yet?
Yeah. I just know what happened during that little win streak, and I was like, okay. But then I pitted against the bulk of what's been going on. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just asked the question. I got to get into it a little more.
Creighton baseball split with Wichita State over the weekend. They had a marathon win in game one that took them to 14 innings, yeah. I think. And in the 14th inning, they scored 8 runs. So it was a pretty easy path to victory from there. But good work by the Creighton bullpen because they just kept leaving shockers on base.
Hammer.
In the 11th, in the 12th, in the 10th, in the 13th, whatever inning, they were on base. Keeping it with baseball, here is where we will talk about the World Baseball Classic. The USA headed to the final, which is tonight, right?
One is, right. So Mexico and Japan is tonight, right?
Right. Okay, yeah. So it's the semifinal.
Yeah, Sandoval and Sasaki will take the bump in case you're looking at pitching matchups.
You got to hope Japan moves on, right?
How about that?
Mm-hmm. It's upstairs. You got to hope Japan moves on, right? Like seeing Shohei, my boy Lars. Got to see Lars again.
I'm not a Shohei guy. I know you're going to want to fight me during baseball. I'm just not all in. You're looking at me like this. This blankety blank over here. I'm not a
Shohei guy. Why? You don't like that he's a pitcher and a hitter and awesome at both? You don't like that he plays for the Angels?
that's probably more of it. I mean, it is Anaheim, the knockoff suburb city. I'm just not.
Where you go to die.
Yeah.
Anaheim.
So
tell that to Mike Trout.
Viva la Mexico. Andale.
Hey, you're all in on Sandoval tonight.
Yeah.
Also go. An Angel.
Go, unfortunately. But as long as people stop getting hurt in that country.
Mexico?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not like I'm chomping at the bit to go to some parts of Japan either. Okay.
you experience your culture here in Nebraska. You go to Hy-Vee and get some sushi.
So at least I know I get an all-inclusive if I have to go pick. Okay.
Oh, man.
Hey, do not leave the resort.
Do not. That is, I don't know why people.
I'm going to be crowded in Japan regardless, so I'll probably take the all-inclusive.
Yeah, I don't know why people leave the resort. Like, that is a real thing.
Yeah, like, not your boy.
Still lots to get to. Unfortunately, we couldn't get to it all, but we're going to cap off the Husker conversation with Brady Oltman's next.